Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Savannah. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I reopened my claim and everything. I got disconnected. I thought maybe they would have called back, but they didn't.
Okay, and what's that phone number?
It's 251-363-4123.
All right. Provide me with that social again.
It's 420-02-3991.
Okay. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you've never filed one before?
Yeah, I've filed one before.
Okay.
I just draw unemployment. I just went back to work last week. And I'm right back off. I went to work last week. It was on Wednesday and Thursday of last week. So I'm calling this week to reopen my claim. So I haven't went back to work. I just had it open a week before last.
Okay. Confirm this social 420-02-3991. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I too long ago called and reopened my claim. I know I went through all the questions and everything else, but I know at the end, I know she asked me what wretch is number was. But other than that, she went through just about everything else.
Okay, because I'm not pulling anything up.
I just did a few minutes ago. So I thought everybody would have called me back. Ain't nobody called back, so I figured I might want to call back to make sure. So I got to start all the way back over scratch.
If you would like to, we can, or you can call the inquiry department to see what the issue is.
No, I'll start back over and make no difference. You ain't got to show no record, so.
Okay. Okay, now here we go. We're pulling up. I see where they got started. All right, and it looks like you were signed up for direct deposit into your checking account. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that address at East Bruton, Alabama, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just to confirm, that mailing and residence address is 116 Hart Street, Lot 9, East Bruton, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Mallard Circle, Kelly Lane, Bear Trace, Andrew Jackson Street, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
Excuse me, hold on one thing.
Yes.
I guess you can put a girl in here. Yeah, Andrew Jackson Street.
All right, and according to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5'3"? 5'7"? Did you say 5'7"?
5-7.
Okay. Which of the following professional license have you ever held? Audiologist, graduate social worker, occupational therapy, lobotomy, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. All right. I'm moving along. I'm not going to re-ask you all these questions I already asked you. Brick Mason.
Hey, you asked me them. You just asked them. Some of them were different.
Yeah, well, that's to continue forward to make sure you are who, you know, we last spoke
that's
to.
Right.
And who was your most recent employer?
That was Ranchhead. I worked for somebody else. It was one Chemco Services. It was Ranchhead.
Okay.
R-E-I-N-T. Ma'am?
I am showing wages from Ranchhead Services, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, and what's a good contact number for them?
251-653-0176.
251-653-0176. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. 0176-653. That's in Mobile.
Okay. And what was your start date with them?
When I first started working?
When you first started working for them, you don't have to know the exact day or day. Just the month and year would be sufficient enough.
Yeah. That 2016.
And what month was that?
Probably February the 20th.
February?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Of 2016, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what was your last day work?
It was last week on the I worked the 20th to the 21st.
Okay. And what city and state was your work performed in?
I'm working in Cantonment, Florida.
Can you spell that, please?
Cantonment?
Your work was performed in Florida, is that correct?
Yes, it's called Cantonment.
C-A-N.
Cantonment, Florida.
Okay.
It's C-A-N-T-O-N.
M-E-N-T?
M-E-N-T.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what is the reason you're no longer working?
Job ended.
Okay. right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
I am going to provide you with a PIN. This PIN can be used if you go online to sign into the portal and track the status of your claim and to also file your weekly certifications. And that PIN is going to be 1973. That is the last two digits of your social and the last two digits of your date of birth, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims immediately. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir?
I'm in the union.
Sir?
I'm in the union.
Oh, that's nice. Hold up. Why wasn't that? Let me go back now. Do you have your union number?
Well, yeah, I'm a local 8.
Okay, hold on. Yes. Okay, and what is that? You said 108?
Local 8. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the union hall.
Okay, I got it.
You got Local 6, you got Local 9, I've got Bricklayer Association.
Okay, now, thank you for catching that. Okay, since you are attached to a local union hall, you are not required to seek work outside the union. You should be in contact with your union hiring hall and remain in good standing. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you did not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Stallworth, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Well, not at this time.
Okay. Well, if you don't have any further questions, then I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, so I'm finished with everything. It's not this time, right?
Yeah, we are done. We have completed your application. So you will need to begin calling and filing your weekly claims on this coming Sunday.
Okay, your study coming up, right?
Sir?
Okay, this study, I know you're talking about the study coming up. I'm 17.
Yes, sir. You will need to begin filing your weekly claims, and you will need to file a weekly claim each week. If you fail to file a week, you will have to restart the process over, okay?
Yes, ma'am. All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
All right, you too.
Thank you.